Welcome back to the Dwelling Richly podcast. This is Jennifer, and today we're going to be continuing in Psalm 119. Today we're going to be reading through verses 65 to 72. Grab your Bible, and I have a question for you. What place does the discipline of God have in your life? Or, think of it this way, how open are you to the discipline of God? God correcting you. How open are you to that? And we're going to talk about that because it comes up in this particular psalm. So let's go ahead and dive into that. This has been a great study. I've enjoyed having you with me. I hope that you are already subscribing, following along, and hitting notifications wherever you're listening from. And if you haven't already, please consider listening from my website, jennifergrichmond.com. I've got a podcast page right there. It's got a ton of resources for you. Not only do you be able to listen to this message, but you will actually be able to follow along with a transcript. I'm going to give you some talking points, some teaching points, I should say, some follow-up things that you can do. Go over to jennifergrichmond.com or just click the link right here below in the show notes if it's available to you and follow along right there. And that way you can get, you know, take advantage and enjoy some of the other resources that I have there for you. And also share right there from that podcast page on my website, share Facebook or, you know, Pinterest or wherever you want to share it to, Instagram, all the good things. And let other people know that you're listening along, and then do me a favor and just say hi, leave me a comment. Just, you know, let me know that you were here stopping by, kind of like a little note, since I wasn't home in a sense on that podcast page. You can just say hi. All right, let's go ahead and get into God's word. Thank you for doing any or all of the above. I love engaging with you in that way. And as I was reading through this passage today, I was thinking about the place of God's discipline in my life. Am I aware of it? Like David writing this psalm, he seems to be very aware that he's been disciplined by God and he loves it. And so I want us to think about that in terms of how we study the Bible. Do I study the Bible and thank God for disciplining me? And am I aware of it when it happens? And I know in my own life, I've had those moments where I think, well, wow, that was God really, you know, maybe redirecting me. I don't know that I think of God punishing me as much because Christ has taken my punishment for my sin, but I definitely think of God correcting me and disciplining me. And we'll talk about that as we read through. Let's go ahead and read through this portion, then we'll talk about it and make some of those connections. Here we go. Psalm 119, 65 through 72, reading from the English Standard Version. You have dealt with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The insolent smear me with lies, but with my whole heart, I keep your precepts. Their heart is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. All right, there's a little bit to unpack here. I want to make sure you're understanding this. It took me a minute to kind of make sure I was on track and understanding, so I want to make sure you are as well. Again, I'm reading from the English Standard Version, and this passage opens up with, you've dealt well with your servant, and then he goes on to talk about being afflicted. That's an interesting Hebrew word, this idea of being, or the word for being afflicted. The root word here, if you look it up in your Hebrew concordance or lexicon, you're going to see that the basic root word here is anah. But what's really cool about this particular passage is that use of the word anah in verse 67, before I was afflicted, I went astray. That's the very first time the idea of this word is used in this way. Before I was afflicted, before I was punished, redirected, I went astray. If you open up your Bible and you read from other translations, which I encourage you to do, Sometimes you might find it is helpful to read from a paraphrase to help you kind of get that understanding. Let's take a look at verse 67 from the Living Bible. And it says it like this: I used to wander off until you punished me. Now I closely follow all you say. So I appreciate the insight that the Living Bible gives to this word afflicted, because the idea here is not of God, you know, afflicting us like with disease necessarily, because I personally think of the idea of affliction as like some kind of a torment or difficult season of life. But the idea really of this word is being humbled before God, being disciplined by God. One of the ways that you can, I want to encourage you to get into the word and study the word, is to keep a concordance handy. Use the concordance in the back of your Bible, or use one when you study online. You could always just use, you know, Bible Gateway. You could use a Bible Hub, which is one of the ones that I love using. But you could also just simply use the cross-references that are already in your Bible. And I hope that you do have a Bible with cross-references. One of the things that I encourage people when they study the Bible is to, you know, have a Bible that has study notes in it is great, but you have to remember when you use a Bible that has study notes at the bottom there, you are reading commentary. You're reading someone or a group of people's interpretation of that word. And it might interfere with you just getting a raw reading and understanding without somebody else's influence. So I encourage a Bible that has no study notes in it when you're doing your Bible study, but that does have cross references. And cross references are simply this: the little letter A, B, C, D, whatever, attached to a certain word or phrase that connects it to another word or phrase that is appropriately connected to this particular verse. And this is especially helpful today. So in our quest to study the Bible, to love the Bible, to dwell, let the Bible, God's word dwell in us richly, we're talking about how to do that. This is something that you want to write down. This is a good way to do it. Use a Bible that has cross references. Let's take a look quickly at the cross reference for this Bible that the English Standard Version includes. And you will see that it connects to a verse in Jeremiah as well as a verse in the New Testament in the book of Hebrews. In Jeremiah, we see the connection. It says, I have heard Ephraim grieving. You have disciplined me, and I was disciplined like an untrained calf. Bring me back that I may be restored, for you are the Lord my God. For after I turned away, I relented. And after I was instructed, I struck my thigh. I was ashamed. I was confounded because I bore the disgrace of my youth. So this passage here in Psalm 119, talking about before I being afflicted, I was led astray, connects us to the idea of what that looks like to be disciplined. And that it's not just affliction, like you would be afflicted with a bad thing happening in your life, disease or something terrible, but it's God's hand of discipline. And then again, it connects to this great passage in Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 5, where it says, and have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord. Do not be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. Why? God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom the father does not discipline? So this connection helps so much in giving us understanding of this passage, that David is saying, I am so glad that you afflicted me, that you disciplined me, that you humbled me, because I am prone to wander off. Like the hymn says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love, but God brings us back through his discipline. And then the psalm continues on in Psalm 119. So you've disciplined me, you brought me back, I went astray, you keep me according to your word. Verse 68, you are good and you do good, so keep teaching me. He's being humble before God, just like I need to be, just like you need to be, humble before God. And open to the possibility that what I'm going through it right now in my life is God's discipline. God's redirecting me, making me pay attention to something, right? And so then it goes into this next passage in verse 69, which actually reminds me of what he said back in the previous passage, where he was talking about the cords of the wicked in verse 61, the cords of the wicked ensnare me. I do not forget your law. Well, right here in this passage, he says, the insolent smear me with your lies, but with my whole heart, I keep your precepts. No matter what they do, no matter what they're going to try to do, they're going to smear me with lies, but I keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart, verse 70, their heart is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. And this is another incredible passage, because you might think their heart is unfeeling like fat. The idea, and it can be clarified if you read through another translation, for example, in the Complete Jewish Bible, I love it how it words it here, verse 70, their hearts are as thick as fat, but I take delight in your Torah. In other words, they're calloused in their heart. They have like a fat layer over their heart, but not me, God. I'm tender toward you. I'm tender toward your word. I appreciate that I've been disciplined. It's tough. It's rough. I don't necessarily like it in the moment, but I appreciate it because I don't want a callous, thick layer of fat over my heart. I want my heart to be tender. I want to delight in your law. And here's what's really cool that is missed when you study it and just read it and just in your English. You know what's really cool about this is there's a wordplay going on in here. In verse 69, it says, the insolent smear me with lies. Do you know what the root word of delighting in your law, where it says their heart is unsealing like that, but I delight in your law? Do you know what the root word means in verse 70? I delight. It's the same idea of being smeared. It's smearing with your law. And so he's like making this play on word. They're smearing me with lies. But their heart is smeared with fat and I'm smeared. My heart is delighting in your word. I'm covered in delight with your word is what he's saying. So I love the wordplay. Also, it's the first time all of these words are ever used in this way in all of the entire Bible This idea of being afflicted, first time it's being used in this manner. The idea of them smearing with lies, first time it's used. The fact that I delight in your law in this format. We know that we've seen delight before in the Bible, but it's the first time it's used in this exact way. And then it's good for me that I was afflicted, verse 71. It is good for me that I was afflicted. Why? So I can learn your statutes. Nothing is better than the law that comes out of your mouth. 1,000 pieces of gold could be stacked up and I would still choose your word. Why? It redirects me. It guides me. It disciplines me. And I would rather be afflicted by God than worry one single tiny bit about what my enemies are saying or doing. Let God take care of them, just like God will take care of me. As you study God's word, I pray that you would get excited, like we talked about in our last podcast. You would excite, you'd be filled with love and enthusiasm for God's word. I pray that you'd be excited about God's word. And I pray that God would open up your heart and your mind to understand when he's disciplining you, and that you would be humble and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for disciplining me. Let's all encourage each other to be in the word of God, to thank him for his discipline, and to study God's word. How do we study it? We study it with a humble heart, open to the possibility that God is disciplining us in redirecting where we need to be going, and then be thankful, like we hear out of Psalm 119. Thank you, God, for disciplining me and redirecting me. I get off in the wrong path easily. And I thank God that he disciplines me. I pray that that'll be your heart as well, that you will love God's word enough to really be submitted to it and let it discipline you, and that you would be, again, encouraged in your daily life to be in God's word in such a way that you allow it to discipline you as well. Thank you for being with me here again on the podcast. Don't forget to say hi, drop a comment if you're over on my website. Thank you for doing that. Leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. And let's be in God's word together. Let's continue on and reading and loving God's word together. I pray that you're blessed. I pray that you will continue to grow in your faith and love in God's word. And know as always that you are loved and you are prayed for. I look forward to being back here dwelling in the word with you again real soon. Bye-bye for now.